Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we are going to look at the week one matchup of Colorado versus North Dakota State. Now, we don't have a ton to go off of statistically when it is looking at North Dakota State. I don't have access to like Division II data, you know, things of that nature. So this is going to be a specific episode looking at props because that gives us a better insight. I feel that Colorado, from an offensive standpoint, is going to play their game regardless. I don't think it's going to be, affected as it wasn't really affected last year at all, you know. And so as I've talked about in detail earlier in earlier episodes, Colorado has one of the best PROE profiles when you're looking at passing volume. And basically, if you're new, this is your first episode, PROE is pass rate over expectancy, and we look at it on standard downs and passing downs. So the pass rate on standard downs is 40%, and the pass rate on passing downs is 60%. Now, Colorado last year was eighth at plus 12.8% on standard downs for PROE, and then on passing downs, they ended up being 40th at plus 4.93%. So they're going to be throwing the ball a lot. And that's, you know, shown in the volume that they had last year. Now, as always, you know, attempts per game is, indicative of the game script. And Colorado lost a lot of games last year. They lost 8 games. So they were throwing the ball a lot. But when you're looking at it from the viewpoint of, like, down and distance, they threw the ball just as much as anybody else that's not, like, Washington, per se. Now, there are a couple things about the Colorado offense that I do not like, just to be frank. They rank dead last in motion percentage, which I just cannot wrap my brain around. So that, I mean, they're 8.6% of the time do they implement motion into their passing attack. And I just don't understand why it's that low. There's no reason for it to be that low also because, you're at an advantage, you know, in those situations. Now, I will say they do have a play action percentage. That's 29th overall, 37.9%. So that, like, gives you kind of a, you know, a nice, like, balance, right? Because you need one of those. Anytime I see a team that ranks bottom and play action and motion for offense, they are a total avoid for me because they're playing some archaic, you know, student body left, student body right offense. I just cannot get behind that. It's just not something that I want to target, nor do I actually want to watch. Like, it's just horrendous football. Now, one thing is, you know, their 11 personnel is pretty low. It's 55.9%. But the reason the 11 personnel is low is because they run 10 personnel, you know, the vast majority of the time outside of that. So like, that's not really anything to worry about, in my opinion. They barely run 12 personnel, obviously, you know, 0.4% to 127th overall. So again, you know, nothing to write home about. So the thing that really stands out for me is going to be simply that, Shedeur Sanders' passing yards prop is at 295.5 yards. And that is pretty high, you know, because if you extrapolate that over 12 games, that's 3,600 passing yards. But, you know, for me, I actually think it's kind of low. I thought it would be more like 325, you know, things like something of that nature. And the reason is, you know, I don't really have a take on the spread here because I don't know enough about North Dakota State. And I'm going to, like, play Colorado close to the vest when it comes to their defense. You know, they do have a new defensive coordinator. You know, they have a lot of transfers and a lot of returning production. But spread-wise, I'm not going to be probably looking at them until I get a little bit more data. Now, one thing that also stands out, they were 14th in pace last year, so you should see good enough volume. And this game is not predicted to be some blowout. So, you know, it's 9.5 points. So if the game is close, Sanders is going to be the focal point of the offense. And so I feel like he's going to get plenty of attempts. They're not going to all of a sudden become, you know, Minnesota-esque or Rutgers-esque where they're going to be running the ball, you know, and milking clock. That's not going to happen. And another part of the narrative, even though I'm not a huge, like, narrative-driven handicapper, because I think that's just like, it's like a charlatan, basically. It is prime time, and there's been a lot of noise. You know, everybody, for hate or love Colorado, they're just polarizing. You know, we were pretty much annoyed with having to hear about them after, you know, 4 weeks. It was just like, it was very tiresome, to say the least. But I do think they're going to come out and try to make a statement, and the best way to do that is going to be throwing the ball with Shedeur Sanders. Now, an ancillary play that I like that correlates, obviously, is going to be Jimmy Horn Jr.'s receiving yards total. And the reason I like him, I would have said Travis Hunter, but he's not available in the markets. So I'm going to have to just, you know, unfortunately shy away from that. But Jimmy Horn Jr. is their primary slot wide receiver. He was 9th in slot targets last year with 71 and 104th in EPA per slot attempt. So just average, you know, nothing like insane, right? But his total, if I'm not mistaken, is in the mid-30s. It's in the mid-40s. It's 46.5 yards. And so for me, they're correlating pieces that make sense. And you can get them correlated together at +175. And I think that's a solid play. I think, you know, as one goes, the other will go. I don't really have a feel on Will Shepard, who is looking to profile as, I guess, their X receiver if Hunter is going to play less snaps than he did last year, which, I mean, I don't know if that's something they're wanting to do. But I would get him out there as much as he can play because he makes the team dynamic and the offense extremely dynamic. But other than that, that's going to be it for this snapshot episode. There's not a ton of games today for Thursday that I'm going to look at. These are probably going to be it. I'm focusing on FBS and FBS. I'm not going to look at these teams with 40 point lines and try to give you some like type of advice and be like, oh, well, you should really be taking them here as and laying 38 points. Like, I'm not going to do that. That's just ignorant. And it's short-sighted because, like, I just think it's stupid. And anybody touting that or doing that, you know, I just think they're schmucks, just to be perfectly honest. So that's going to be it for this episode. These are going to be kind of the primary format for the in-season episodes. That way, you know, like you don't have like this long, you know, 2 hour episode with all my favorite plays for the week. And so you can like, you know, you can listen to what you want. If a game intrigues you or, you know, a play intrigues you, you can click on that episode and you don't have to listen to my favorite Mac game of the week. If you're like, nobody gives a shit about Miami, Ohio, you know, or whatever, you know. So, but that is going to be it for today, guys. If you need to reach out to me or you want to have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions for material or episodes or topics, you know, you can reach out to me on Twitter or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. Other than that, as always, thanks for listening and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.